Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 11th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button to the left of the screen on the Podbean page. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. All right, so my email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word and no punctuation. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, we've all heard about the deep state, and I have tried to give it some flesh on the bones. Basically, I've tried to establish what it is. What I'm going to talk about today is what it wants. What exactly are the prerequisites from this amorphous body that we've now come to know as the deep state? Then I'm going to talk for just a few words on the polemic surrounding autonomous vehicles. From time to time I talk about this as new information comes to hand. There's obviously new things to say, so I talk about them as and when. We've got a few extra things to say today about those. Then we're going to turn to a subject which is going to be very touchy. Not quite as touchy as global warming, but moving on up there, and it's about vitamins, or as we say, vitamins. I shall say vitamins with deference to my American public. And so we will talk about that for a while, and I've had a view about vitamins for a long time, and it now seems to be gathering momentum, so I did think I would bring in some higher sounding guns. Then I'm going to talk about just a very few words about the fall of the Soviet Union in 1990 and 91, only as it pertains to what we're going to see in the West very shortly. I'm going to talk briefly about the way in which Moscow deals or should deal with America. There's just a few things that need to be said, and I will definitely be fleshing this out in talks in the future, but I want to introduce you to the concept today. Then I'm going to talk about the unemployment figures that came out last Friday, a few minutes about that. Then I will just pass a brief comment about the trap awaiting Donald Trump at the hands of Robert Mueller. So we shall definitely, hopefully, get to see why Trump needs to stay away from this man if he possibly can. I talk a lot about happiness, as you all know, those of you who listen to the show, and I have a few more words on happiness, taken completely out of context, but I think there's some good ideas which are worth striving for. I shall let you in on those. Then I'm going to make some comparisons between China and Russia in terms of fighting and winning wars, things which don't usually come out in the mainstream press. Alan Dershowitz is a constitutional scholar who I often cite in my talks, and he delivered a heated takedown last week of lawyers and civil libertarians pursuing Donald Trump for a crime despite multiple probes failing to find evidence after more than a year of investigating. This is becoming beyond farcical now, the way they still continue to desperately look for something to hang this poor man on. Then I'll have another quick look at Tesla. I have been very bearish on Tesla. I believe that it is, as I've said several times recently, the best short sale in the stock market today, meaning a short which is more likely than any other to go to zero, which means that any money that you bring in from a short sale is yours to keep. So we shall see. And that should take us to the end of the show. Maybe, may not. I've had some frightful trouble with a direct hit from a bolt of lightning 3 days ago on my house and took out several important pieces of technology. So I'm trying to put it all together again as best I can. Anyway, this is Friday, so have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And this is Richard Martin saying I will see you again bright and early on Monday. So until then, bye-bye.